Sup, guys? Welcome to JBM's podcast. Just Bros.
With
Michaela.
Hell yeah, iPad kid.
Episode Drew's, 11, baby.
Yep,
I'm Drew's not an back. iPad kid. I'm just trying to learn how to use an iPad. I'm the opposite.
I don't even know why we had him back. Honestly. I fucking hate you, Drew.
It's not my fault. You're just the ones who want to do some sketchy shit.
You're all right, Drew.
Sketchy shit.
Right. I just surgery. Love every time Drew opens his mouth, it's more that you have to edit.
it's more that you have to edit. At a certain point, I think she's just going to edit Drew completely out.
Stop. Give it to me.
Give it to me. No. God damn it.
God damn
it. Child.
Child. You know, talking about childhood.
Childhood. Yeah.
So you don't even know Michaela. It's all mind games. This is what he wanted.
Think about it, Mark. Think about it,
Mark.
Think about it.
It's back.
Invincible season 2 coming out now. Please sponsor us.
Part 2 is
Amazon.
It's already been out. It's like the second season.
Okay, season 3. My bad.
Childhood. All right, explain your childhood, Drew.
I just did last podcast.
I'm not saying
not
it.
Really. Actually,
I'm not saying it.
I mean,
he went to church.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You talked about your
was
church.
Was that your whole entire your childhood?
I just never left. Oh, actually, there was an interesting thing that did happen in my childhood. I was blamed for breaking pottery.
Okay.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I didn't actually break it.
Okay.
So how it was there was this drug addict in my neighborhood who was like, I don't know, 16, 17?
Everybody's got one.
Okay, then how old were you?
Three.
How old was I? I was about 11 at the time. Okay. And so he broke all of the things in his kitchen before, like, you know, his parents knew he was a drug addict, because we didn't even know he was a drug addict yet. And basically the parents came over to my house, blamed me for it, and tried to get my parents and everybody in the neighborhood rallied around me being the one who broke it.
Fuck.
when this kid, the neighbor next door's kid, who had just gotten like an iPod or whatever, was filming through the window watching this kid taking a baseball bat and baseball and just hitting everything
just
in the kitchen. Jeez. And we just got to a point where we were talking to the police, and we're just like, I didn't do this. There's no way that I did this. And they're like,
I'm 11.
They're still trying to blame it on me because they didn't have the footage. And then suddenly the kid came over with the footage, showed the police officer, and of course, the rest is history.
He's still on that case till this day.
Yeah, for
he
real.
Still gets visited by the cops. Like, are you sure?
No,
are
actually, sure? Sadly, he died of an overdose.
Oh. Well.
With actually about 8 months later.
Eight months later from that. Mm. So that's how you found out he was a drug addict?
Yeah, that's actually how we found out.
Yep.
I see. Comes full circle.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Why is this kid so fucked up? Oh.
Childhood.
Yeah, they found out he was on methamphetamine.
Oh.
It wasn't even.
The good stuff?
No, not the good stuff. It wasn't even something that you would even expect somebody to be able to find. Because I don't know where the fuck
to find him at. So impressive.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Maybe that's what he was destroying the kitchen for, was for extra meth money.
Meth money.
Maybe he had to. Maybe he had to record himself doing it for some money. It's true. There could have been bees in his skin.
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta get the bees out. Fuck this pottery.
Never really done drugs like that, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, me neither. I have no idea.
No, we do not condone.
No, don't do drugs.
Only do things
that are legal.
That are legal.
I'm going to Rise tomorrow.
Because Illinois has successfully made pot legal in our state, not federally. So do not take our advice outside of our state, because we don't know what your state laws are.
We're in good old Illinois. Yeah.
Speaking of breaking laws,
you broke a law.
Well, I broke like a school rule. Okay, so I was in elementary school.
Oh, not the elementary school rules.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you I broke
look,
one too.
I've never been in detention. Like, I've never like really gotten in trouble in school. But there was one time I was in third grade, and basically there was like this little cart. And all the kids got coupons to, like, buy things from the cart. Well, me and my friend...
Coupons. So, like, your school's, like, their
currency.
Fake currency.
Fake currency. All right. And so me and my friend, we would run the cart during, like, lunch or, like, during recess and stuff like that. And people would give us the coupons and we could give them the toys, right? Well, my friend convinced me that we could just, like, steal all the coupons and then just reuse it to get the toys, right?
Smart.
But did you?
Yeah, and, like, I totally, like, brought home, like, whatever, like, toys that I, like, wanted. And then, of course, they found out, and I almost got suspended for it.
Wow.
Yeah, because they basically said, hey, you're stealing. And I was like, huh? And I was like,
oh, your favorite word.
I mean, you know, they're not wrong because it is, you are stealing.
I was stealing. I didn't understand the concept really.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like the only time I ever really got in trouble.
I know,
at school.
I know I got like,
that's it.
Yeah.
A you lunch only had detention, one time, like, for sure. Like no detention, no nothing else.
No detention.
Never. Oh yeah, I've never gotten in detention either, besides in elementary school. Like I said, I do remember getting a lunch detention. I can't remember exactly why, but I do remember one time. Maybe I was in like first or second grade around there, and I did get in trouble because I guess we were doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm pretty sure, and I think I made like a finger gun. And then they're like, you can't do that. You're in trouble. Go see the principal. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That's...
Did you guys have like in kindergarten?
No.
Where you guys had like green, you were on green, and then you did something bad, yellow,
and then
red.
Flip chart. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got put on yellow like once, changed my whole entire life. Started crying. I was like, I'm never gonna do anything bad ever again because it traumatized me. Like it really affected me to be put on yellow.
I would always test the limits. I would always be put on yellow. Never red. But yellow.
Yeah, I feel you there. It's like
I tested the limits.
Every day you try to go for yellow, but the second you got red, you're like, my streak's over.
Yeah.
Game over.
And for me, for elementary, it was green, you were fine. Yeah. Yellow was like, hey, like literally just a verbal warning. That was like yellow.
That was it for me. I was like.
Orange was like, because we had four.
Orange,
yeah. Oh. It was green, yellow, orange, red. So orange was like.
Actually, no.
Orange.
He was in the special classes. Leave him.
Orange.
It's not his fault, man. The bus was packed.
He
was in the short bus.
Nah, the bus was pretty packed in high school.
But like. I forget what orange was, but red was you went to the principal's office and they would call your parents. I don't know what orange was. I'm pretty sure orange you just went to the principal's office, and then red was like, okay, you're probably going home. I went to yellow once. I don't know what I did, and I remember I was a little bitch about it. And I was like, I think I cried. Probably cried. And then I never did whatever I did again.
Mm-hmm.
But like middle school, high school, I didn't have anything. I went to the principal's office like a couple of times. But it wasn't anything I did. It was either I saw something and they were like, we need you to tell us what happened. Or something happened to me and they were like, what happened?
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Sure, let's hear it.
So when I was in fifth grade.
Whoa, you were in fifth grade?
Yeah.
Whack.
There was this kid. I won't say his name, but basically the whole... Well, I met him in like third grade and he used to just like terrorize like me and some of the girls and just like do like
dumb
boy stuff. But it got to the point like where it got really bad and like he would have his phone out in class. And I remember seeing him take like a picture of a girl underneath her skirt. Like it got
fifth grade. What the fuck?
And like
above his time.
Mm-hmm. Really like bad like sexual comments and stuff like that. We had to have the principal come in, and like I remember it being like really weird and feeling like really off and like feeling like I couldn't like even like say anything because like she came to the class and she was just like who like has been like dealing with this, and like a whole bunch of like of the girls like raised their hands and everything, and it's just I just remember it feeling like very, very just like weird about it. But yeah, that was crazy shit that happened in fifth grade.
That sounds bonkers.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever, pretty much my whole like school career wise, I've been pretty nonchalant. I mean, from the only crazy like thing I can think of that I even as a kid identified like, oh, this was crazy, was in elementary school I would have this like after school program thing. I think it was like to study up for a big test or something. Can't remember exactly what it was, but my mom signed me up for those classes. And what I would do is I would sneak out with this, like in a way we would kind of sneak out of school. Like we had the tendency of leaving early before they dismissed us.
Okay.
And it was just literally them lining up at our hallways. Cause I think, I was in third grade, we were upstairs. So they'll line us up and just be like, okay, for people that like walked home, which I did since my house wasn't that far, we would just go down the stairs, walk, Well, the teachers will look away and we would just bolt. Like, yeah. And down, like, go down the stairs and, yeah, but one day, well, one day I had to go to that, like, after school thing, whatever, and I skipped it, but then I'm like, I can't go home because then they'll know.
Yeah, then they'll know, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to just chill here. And my, I did the dumbest thing ever, and I chilled with the freaking stop sign fucking cross guard lady, and I'm like, they'll be here. Like, an hour goes by, and they're like, where are they at? I'm like, they'll be here. And in my,
they'll be here.
And in my, I think my uncle comes, picks me up, and he's like, what are you doing here? Like, I thought I was supposed to pick you up over there, and I'm like... Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. They just let me walk over here.
That's good.
And yeah, from that point on, they're like, uh-huh, sure. I got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think I remember this one time I got into some lady's car and she was going to take me home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Junior.
Dude, right. It's just reverse kidnapping. He's kidnapping the adult.
I remember that. I don't remember it, but I think I remember my mom was telling me a story about that. And it was just... Like, I think we were, like, I think I saw, like, I think I got in her car, and we were about to leave.
Yeah.
But then I saw either my uncle, or I just saw a familiar car that I'm like, yeah. Oh, I know them. And like, yeah. Okay, and I got out.
Ran in the car, and you're like, who are you?
Speaking of stranger danger, there was this stranger one time things. Where I was riding my bike, and I still have the scars to, like, prove it, but...
That you rode a bike?
Yeah.
I still have my bad wounds.
And, but basically, I was riding my bike, and I skidded across the gravel, ooh, like, on the road,
yeah.
And I was bleeding, like, everywhere, like, on my knees, arm stuff, and my mom was, like, a few blocks down, because she would just, like, let me, like, just, like, kind of, like, go off.
Yeah.
And
now she learned her lesson.
Yeah. But there was this lady outside our house, and she saw, like, what happened, and she, like, basically brought me into her house and started, like, patching me up and everything.
Yeah.
And she must have saw my mom, because then my mom eventually, like, walked in and everything, but, like, yeah. I didn't know what to do, and that was definitely a bad decision on my move. You know, with, like, stranger danger, because, like, she could have just, like, you know.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that.
I did.
It's somewhat of a story. Me and a couple of my friends, like, I think freshman year, we got on our bikes, and we were going through, like, a couple, like, two neighborhoods over, and one of us fell pretty hard, scraped up her knee. And old white lady comes out with a little towel, and she's like, oh, I put some, like, whatever on here. Like, and then, like, he's sitting there, and he goes, I don't have this in my neighborhood. He's like, old white people? He's like, I don't have that. He goes, they're so nice, patching me up. And he's Hispanic, and he's just like, they're patching me up. He's like, my neighborhood wouldn't do this. They come out, and they'd, like, jump me there. They try to take my bike. I was like, the fuck neighborhood are you living in? Never rode my bike to his house.
Never rode my bike. Smart man.
Talking about getting injured.
Talking about stranger danger.
So there was this time, I think it was
childhood
when I was 11 or 12.
13.
And we went to this organization's, like, cookout kind of thing where they were doing a big raffle, bunch of fun, you know, cookout, all sorts of stuff there.
Sounds like a cult.
Parents were you know, drinking with a lot of other parents from this organization, because it's still around now. It's over on 59. It's
we'll find them.
Yeah, you'll find them. I just don't want to say the name, because it's something that isn't their fault.
What?
No.
Is it their fault?
It's what? Not their fault. It's the fault of one person.
Oh,
not their fault.
Okay. I thought you were saying it's their fault for the event, and
that's
just like,
No. The incident that's going to happen is not their fault. So I don't want them to be blamed for it. So
gotcha.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I see.
Continue.
So. Of course, we're having a ton of fun. There's piñatas. There's lots of drinks. Of course, I wasn't drinking since I'm 11. Lots of other kids
I'd
that
hope
are my
so.
Age.
Drew getting fucking plastered with Tom.
Yeah, you know. Can't sleep that way forever. But no, it's like everybody's having a great time. They have this hayride there that's being pulled by a tractor. It's like... one of the newer tractors, you know, with the glass doors and all the stuff that they use for, like, farming equipment now. Not like one of the old ones.
Been on a few myself.
Yeah.
Fun times.
And
From the Midwest, going around, goddammit, we have to do it. It's like tradition.
Over and over again. I'm there with one of my neighbors who's like, I don't know, maybe 2 years older than me, and then another neighbor across the street who's like, I don't know, 6.
Yeah.
And we're all just having fun going over and over and over again. And
wait, like, I think I remember
about three hours in, because you know we're kids, we're gonna go on here for like an hour here, hour there, and then we'll take a big break, and then we'll come back after we eat or anything else like that.
And do the hayride again.
And the hayride, we did it again, and so the hayride continues to go faster and faster. The lady who's driving is also having a great time too, you know, pulling the kids.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say she's fucking
drinking,
blasted, and just fucking going.
Maybe, who knows?
So
Drew wouldn't know.
We end up going down this gravel road, which is still within the path. We've been going around the same circle around this lake over and over again. And the way that the tractor's actually been like jerking back and forth has been like we bumping around all the time, having a great time, and then all of a sudden the axle snaps.
Oh.
With the kids on the back, and this is a one axle tractor, so we're the only people on there.
Yeah.
As the thing decides to
snap.
We're going around a turn. So she's doesn't realize we're gone. Us, we're still going straight. We're not turning with it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'd say we make it another like 50 feet, and then the axle tips down because there's nothing holding the weight down anymore. And that decides to flip. I go all over the ground. My neighbor actually gets run over by one of the tractor tires.
Ooh.
Fuck.
And the little girl ends up having a lot of gravel stuck in her scalp and all that, with like chunks of hair missing. I was lucky because I was one of the ones who had the least injuries, but my neighbor actually had to go in for routine therapy because it ran over his spine.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It ran over his spine about like halfway here, and it didn't run him over this way. It ran him over
long ways. Fuck me.
And after that, like, you know, the lady's tearful, like, you know, apologizing for everything. And as the paramedics come, they breathalyze her, and she's like 4 times over the legal limit.
Wow.
Not realizing it, because the safe speed was about, you know, 10 miles per hour, for not even like maybe 5 is normal at like, you know, a pumpkin patch or something like that. She ended up going 25.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And that extra momentum actually snapped the axle. But
damn,
you know what's cool about that entire trip?
Oh,
parents won a new grill.
They won a grill.
They won a grill, and my medical bills got taken care of course, because I mean, it wasn't my fault.
Oh my god!
My fault. Yeah,
It wasn't my fault. I just told her to keep drinking. No.
Want to hear something I'm scared of?
Tractors?
No.
Hurricanes.
Corn stalks.
Ooh.
Really?
Is it because of the clowns of the past?
No. Okay, so me and my cousin were going through like a corn maze.
Okay.
And he ran his hand through like the corn stalks.
Yeah.
And cut open his hand like that, and had to like get stitches and everything. So now I'm kind of scared.
Okay.
Because it's a little sharp, and like it was a little scary.
It's definitely sharp if you're dumb. You don't run your hand through a corn cob.
Yeah, he was a kid. I don't know. He was a kid.
He didn't know. He didn't know any better. He was a
corn. Yeah, like you didn't know any better.
No, I definitely didn't know any better. But I'm just saying, like, who plays with corn?
We were in a corn maze. We were just having fun.
Has anybody ever taken a bite of a cattail?
What?
Pet squirrel?
No, like cattail, like they're the little plants that grow on the side of a.
Oh,
no, I thought you were.
And they like puff up.
I have not.
Yeah,
you haven't heard about these?
They're little fuzzy like stalks that grow next to like little ponds.
I'll save you the time. Go on TikTok or YouTube.
I don't even save you. He's gonna pull it up.
Yeah, he's pulling it up for you right now.
I was be like, nature's corn dog.
You see? Look over there real quick.
Oh.
No, it's gonna be on the screen in a bit. Hurry up, Paul.
But that's what I'm talking about.
I know what you guys are talking about now.
This is it right here.
I've never
taken it.
Boom.
If it gets wet at all, it expands.
It puffs up.
Boom. Yes, audience, that is what we're looking at. If you take a bite out of those things, that freaking
pulls. You need to do the pitcher, Paul.
Yeah, I made that dumb decision thinking it's like, it could be hard.
Yeah, that's better. Right there.
Yep.
Could have been, I mean, See, that's what I mean by, like, when kids are dumb. Like, I'm making fun of this kid for you know, like, sliding his hand through corn cob, but I took a bite out of that.
You took a bite out of that?
I took a bite out of it, thinking, I'm like, you know what? I was a kid. I was just bored. I was, like, throwing things in my mouth because I was, like, you know, 6 or 7 or whatever. And then suddenly you're just, like, full of cotton. Like, cotton mouth, basically.
I've never done that, though, but I've seen people do that. And I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to save my time. I'm just not going to do that.
I got another childhood story.
Oh, so do I.
Go for it.
You can go first.
Okay, cool.
I got one too. So,
so I was in middle school, and I think it was 6th or 7th grade. I can't remember. But you know how, like, they do those dances, like the Halloween dances, stuff like that?
I have one with us. Keep going.
Give it back.
Keep going. And, well, I was friends with this guy, and he asked me out, and I told him no. And he came out as gay, like, a few months later.
Look what you did.
I know.
He thought you were a dude.
I was like, did I turn him gay?
No, Michaela.
Before I realized, like, yeah.
Michaela,
why did
she
reject me? Is it because I'm gay?
I'm so sorry, Michaela. He thought you were a dude.
Yeah,
did
probably.
You have, like, the Dora haircut?
No, I've always had long hair.
There
you go.
Hey, kids, can you find this behind me?
I'm going to make this real quick about, because you brought up dances. Do you remember in middle school when somebody broke their, like, rib cage or whatever?
Alex?
That was not a rib cage. That was,
Or was it a collarbone or whatever.
So we had, okay, so.
You know what I'm talking about.
I had this Russian friend in middle school.
This is how Drew joined the Russian mafia?
No, not quite.
I did hang out with him at a few times at his house where we've had, like, you know, a few sleepovers, a few fun stuff happen.
I don't know this.
We used to play hockey in his basement and, like, break shit because we were just dumb.
You gotta make sure you explain what fun stuff happens.
I can't keep doing that. But basically what happened was is he was a wrestler with me in middle school, and we both noticed this nerdy kid that he didn't like.
We're not naming them. I'll tell you guys later and you're gonna get it.
Okay. He was over the top. Like, he would do everything to annoy people without realizing it.
Yeah, and sometimes he would do it
just for fun.
Just because.
And so we had a big bouncy house in the auditorium there.
Yep.
And it was a soccer type, like, wrestling ring thing where, like, they had goals on each side of the bouncy house. Yeah, the bouncy house.
One side had, like, a
goal
on the other side.
You know, the kid that he didn't like was
just
playing
so
goalie.
Be in there.
Playing goalie in one of the sides, so he decided to spear tackle him through the net onto the hard granite floor that they have in gymnasiums, whatever it is.
Right on that motherfucker.
And smashed his collarbone so bad that the ambulance had to come.
You
and this kid is
a stretcher.
And all he did is the Russian kid just walked away immediately, just went, ha, collarbone.
Yeah.
and then the next thing is like, and then the kid just, like, sitting there. He's not even screaming. Like, he's not even in that much pain because I think it's numb or whatever from the collarbone. He's like, I broke my collarbone. He's just saying that over and over again. Like, he's like, there's no pain involved. He's just, like, sitting there, just, my collarbone.
I wasn't there. I left like an hour before this happened. And a friend of mine, I text him. I go, hey, how's it going? He goes, bro, some dude just went out on a stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what? So he just sends me a video, and it's this kid on a stretcher. He's got one arm stretched out, and he goes, ah, my collarbone. And I go,
It's terrible, man, because he's like saluting the way that his arm is up.
And I go, is that so-and-so? And he goes, yep. I go, how the fuck did that happen? He goes, oh, what's his face did it? And I go, how? And he's like, all he said was bouncy house.
All he said was boing.
Bouncy house. And I went, did he land on him? And then I asked later, and it was like, and someone goes, oh yeah, he landed on him. I go, but in the bouncy house, he broke a collarbone? He goes, no, he landed on him outside of the bouncy house.
He used the bouncy house to land on him.
And I
Jesus.
Went, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Wow.
But yeah, we had that happen. And then I remember in middle school and high school, they have the basketball hoops that, like, you know, they go up and
down. Yeah, they're lowering.
Well, in our middle school, they had them right up against the walls, and the walls had the padding. Mm-hmm. So if you couldn't dunk normally, you could run up the wall, kick off the wall and grab the hoop. I know that because I couldn't dunk, so I was the kid that was doing it. So they had the taller kids were like, well, how high can we go if we kick off this fucking wall? So people would rip off that padding, or I know somebody like busted the hoop by yanking it down because it's off. It was in like retract mode, and instead of it being like flat like this or being like all the way up, it was like partial. So I guess people were breaking off the locking mechanism and pulling back down, and it wouldn't fucking retract anymore. But we had that happen. Someone busted up, someone messed up the bathrooms. We had one of our buddies broke one of the doors by kicking the shit out of it.
I had a wall fall on me during a musical.
When was this? I need footage of this.
So it was in middle school. Okay, I
if
forget.
It's in high school, someone needs to send me this video. No.
I stopped doing musical theater.
After that,
she learned her lesson.
I did musical theater 6th through 8th grade, and I realized just how bad at acting I am, and so I didn't do it in high school. And I forget what year it was. Maybe it was like 7th grade, but basically, we were performing, the show was going pretty good, I had like a couple of lines and stuff. All of a sudden, a wall came coming down, like during the show, and it landed on me, and it twisted my foot, and I sprained my ankle. It wasn't broken or anything, but it still hurt, and I had to go to like urgent care and everything, and like, it was just an experience.
I've had fucking sucks. Dude.
It wasn't like, it's not like an actual wall.
No.
It's like a stage wall.
It's like plywood wall.
Yeah.
Right?
We've put up a couple of those walls for like when we were in class and everything, like when we were bored for choir, where the teacher's like, I don't want to teach anything. You guys want to just set up the musical stuff? Yeah, sure. Why not? We've had shit like that fall before. I remember somebody in class put it up and was like, I can't get the stand to stay. And just pushed it up and then just ran away. And I'm like, that's going to come down. And it just falls. And teacher's like, what the fuck? The fuck is going on? But no, we had that. I've never had anything fall on me. I've been in like a couple car accidents. I've dislocated like this thumb. I've twisted like my right ankle. My nose is broken. I've broken it fucking twice. I've had a couple concussions. No, like, broken bones or anything.
I've never broken a bone.
Same.
Just my nose, and it's not a bone.
I broke a bone.
Which
bone? Oh, my bad. So I was riding like a big wheel, like, you know, like, well, not a big wheel, like kind of like a mountain bike, but with the larger inner tubes
tires
on there. Yeah. And I was flying down my neighborhood there where, you kind of know where that cul-de-sac is. That's like right down my house a little bit.
Yeah.
So I ended up taking that and decided to like kind of try to drift the back wheel. And I flew myself over the handlebars, getting my leg stuck in the handlebars. But that wasn't the thing that got injured. It was the fact that I got my arm stuck in the spoke of the wheel.
And
I cracked it and the bone was showing out the side.
Ooh, I've never had anything like that.
And I could not function, but luckily enough, the person I landed in front of the house was literally pulling in as I fell, and they're just like sitting there shocked, like, did I just see this happen?
Like, fuck, I just got off of work, god damn it.
Now I gotta deal with somebody else's kid now too, come on. But no, like, they helped out a lot. They helped me get like a shirt or something wrapped on it so that they can actually like get me to my parents so that they could take me to the hospital and everything else, because, you know, back in the early 2000s, nobody wants to pay an ambulance bill, so.
Dude, no one wants to pay him now.
Nobody wants to pay him ever, no. It's just, the fact is like, they took me there, it didn't work out too great, but it also led into an awesome experience at the Renaissance Fair. Because at the Renaissance Fair, a lot of people like were like, I feel bad for this kid, because, you know, he can't participate in most of like the sword fighting or the jousting or any of the stuff that was going on. So I got a ton of free stuff. Like, I had a knight's armor.
Looks
it wasn't
like we're
just
breaking Drew's arm again for Ren Faire.
Nobody cares about an adult's broken arm. It's only if you're a child.
We'll bring your sister.
Oh, we'll bring Lexi.
Snapper. Like,
Finding Dory.
Or something.
Finding Lexi.
But yeah. I got hit on by a lot of fairies. Not the male ones, but, you know. I got a lot of
Renaissance fairies with their fancy like bottles and stuff. I got like
bottles.
Dude, I ran bottles. Out of there, dude. I like basically bottles. Owned the Renaissance fair that one year, like, cause I was coated in free stuff.
Nice free merch. Gotta love free merch.
Free merch, bro. That was it.
Junior, you got any childhood stories?
Oh yeah, actually, plenty. I do. I do one that has to deal with stranger danger. This was a story I think I've probably told you.
There's one I want you to tell. I'm gonna remind you about it after this one.
Oh, okay. Oh. And so this was, I was like maybe 2 years old or 1 year old when this happened. And my mom,
I got another story.
So my mom gets home from work. I think she worked at Subway at the time. So she gets home and she asks my grandma where I'm at. And she's like, oh, like I put him up in my room. He's sleeping. And she's like, okay. So she's talking. I think like she said an hour goes by and she's like, she don't hear me crying or anything. So she's like, okay, it's a little weird. She's like, well, let me just go check on him to, you know, make sure everything's okay. So she goes upstairs, goes to my grandma's room, and I'm not there. So my mom's confused, and she goes downstairs. She asks my grandma again, where's Junior? And she's like, I put him to bed upstairs. And she's like, he's not up there. And she's like, what? So she goes and checks, not up there, so... They're trying to find me. They even check in my grandma's closet because apparently I had a habit of like sleeping on the pile of their clothes for some reason. I wasn't like there. She goes like outside to talk to my dad. Ask my dad like, hey, have you seen me? You know, have you seen Junior? And he's like, no, I thought he was inside and they couldn't find me. So they're looking around. They're trying to find me. My two uncles are on their bikes going around the neighborhood trying to find me.
Oh my God.
No one knows where I'm at. And I think maybe another hour passes by and they're like, we got to like, my mom's like, I got to call the cops. I'm like, you know, and this was at the time where like kid abductions were starting to get a lot worse. So my mom's like, I have to call the cops. Like what? There's nothing else to do, you know? And as soon as my mom was about to call the cops, she saw this lady coming down holding me. And she's like, is this your kid? And she's like, oh my God, yes. So I guess what happened was I was actually outside. My dad was supposed to be watching me.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And, oh, Johnny.
Yep. And he wasn't. So
typical dad move.
Oh, so senior.
I was crawling down the neighborhood. I crawled like two blocks away from where I used to live. And I guess this lady's like dogs were barking like crazy. And she's like, what the hell's going on? And she would look, and I guess how her door, she has like a small like window on top. And she looked through and she didn't see anybody. So she's like, all right, whatever. Dogs are still going fucking crazy. Like they keep barking. She's like, looks again, nothing. She's like, all right, you know, fuck off, dogs. And then again, they're going crazy. So she's over here like, what is going on?
Oh, shit.
So she opens the door, looks around. Looks down, and there I am.
Wow.
Just like, hey, baby. What's up? And so, like, she thought about calling the cops first to, like, you know, like, hey, I got a baby. Yeah.
Fucking baby.
But she's like, well, like, no, I mean, this is a baby. Like, let's think this through. Like,
they can't have gotten that far.
Yeah. So she started walking.
Apparently two blocks.
Yeah, so she started walking around to see, I don't know if she was going.
Is this your baby?
Yeah, I don't know if she was going. I don't know if she was going door to door, but she's like, she kind of had a feeling like they have to be looking
somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think she was probably walking around to see if there was a commotion in the neighborhood. I mean, that's my best guess. Who knows? I don't fucking know this lady.
So like, during your guys' childhood, did you ever have any like cancelable moments where you're like sitting there and as a child you did something that would be frowned upon now because you just didn't know about it then? Because, I mean, a lot of kids don't really know as they're doing something.
Not really.
Nothing, like,
no,
that comes to mind.
I was a pretty chill kid.
I mean,
what about you?
Yeah,
I did have something, but it's bad, but it's not bad because of how it was done.
I stole something from
the actually, yeah. Actually, for me, yeah. For me, I threw a rock at my cousin's head. Yeah. I almost forgot
Junior,
about that one.
Attempt to murder. Yeah. It's not that bad.
So I had...
I know.
This was one of the Halloween dances in elementary school.
Ooh, Halloween special.
I decided to be a Grim Reaper 1 year. And, you know, all fun and games.
A Grim Creeper?
As I got to the dance and I had fun for a few hours, I'm like, this costume isn't doing it. I look in the mirror and I notice that the face is see-through, so they could see my face over instead of the dark,
nothing.
Like nothing I was hoping to see, because it had like glowing eyes and everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, it was one of those. I know exactly.
So what I did was, is I asked the teacher if I could borrow a black permanent marker.
Oh.
Oh no.
I got it.
And sure enough, I completely colored in my face.
Permanent marker.
Permanent marker. And
oh, Drew.
You know,
with good old Sharpie.
And then the second I walk out of the bathroom, somebody looks at me and says, "Did you really just do that?" And I'm like, "What?" I didn't even understand what I did, because I'm like, I was young enough that I didn't understand that was a bad thing.
Yeah.
And then the second I walked out, the teacher's like, "Nope, you got to immediately take that off." And I went in there, and it's permanent marker.
Took a minute.
That's not coming off. I literally had to go home, because, and they made me call my mom crying, because they're like, he puts stuff on his face and you can't do that. And I'm like, I understand now why I wasn't able to do that then. But at that age, man, I'm sure that teacher had to be cracking up, because even like when I walked out, I tried to hide it as long as I could. The second the teacher was like trying to get me to go home, I threw my hood on, went, tried to run back into the group so that at least the hood was on and nobody was going to see me.
If you had the hood on, no one was going to be able to tell.
Yeah, nobody was ever going to know.
But he walked out with the hood.
Because I left the hood on the table, not realizing that.
Oh, you fucked that up.
He walked out and just like,
your parents would have fucking loved that. Hood on, picked you up, taken it off. Your mom would have probably been like, "What the fuck?"
Oh my God, it's the gremlin.
No, I don't.
No, yeah, but that was.
I don't have anything like
what
that.
What stories do you want me to tell?
Oh, the one where you get pepper spray, but it's not pepper sprayed.
Oh my God. Vietnam flashback. It was actually a war. So
I know this story.
You know the story?
Yes.
I really hope
Drew,
she doesn't.
I do.
So at my old house, one of my old houses, I've lived in like four of them. Four houses. Well, three houses, but anyways.
I could beat that.
I got one.
Wow. Thanks for the flex. But
it's not a flex. It's sad.
It's not a flex. It's sad. I think of it as a new adventure.
You're well traveled.
But you're well traveled. But no, so
just in a small area.
It was me, my sister, my parents, and then two family friends of ours. And we were doing a boys versus girls night. But we were doing a makeup war. So we were like throwing like makeup at each other, this and that. And it got intense. Like we were, I think my mom, her friend, and my sister were locked in the, my parents' room. And me and my dad and another family friend of ours, we were locked in my dad's office. And yeah, like it got intense. My dad literally left the room to go into the basement to turn off the lights.
actually
turn off power specifically to their room. There was a moment where I had to go to the bathroom and they didn't want to like risk opening the door to like let me like go to, because the bathroom was literally like here's the door and then the bathroom was right here.
Right there. Right
yeah. So I could just, but they didn't want to risk it. So they literally opened the window, held me up, and I peed outside. And I'm just dating right now. Like, what if just like a neighbor just, you know, opens their blinds and like, and just.
It's just you.
Yeah.
Pull me in.
All right.
But
talking
that wasn't even over. Sorry. Yet. Oh yeah, that no. It got that intense. So then I guess we were planning to like make an attack, and I'm just thinking about. So we go and I'm like maybe in, I think I was in second grade. Yeah, because in that house, I went from kindergarten to third grade. And so I was around that grade. And we all, like, run out, and I'm like, yeah, this is fun. Ah! And we're all, like, you know, freaking spraying makeup, like, fucking lipstick, marking us, whatever. And then my mom goes with shaving cream, sprays it in my eyes. In my eyes. And I'm just like...
I backed up a little bit.
It was a good one. Sorry for the ear rape. And yeah, I'm fucking screaming my head off because it burns. And they're like, "Whoa, whoa, I think we gotta cut it. So then they picked me up because I can't fucking see. And then they run the water, splash my, and that was the end of it. As soon as I got shaving cream to my eyes.
Chemical warfare.
I got an eye story.
An eye story?
Mm-hmm. My grandma burned my eye with her cigarette.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it, like, were you being a little squat or what?
No. Okay, so my grandma used to watch me a lot, and I was like a toddler when she burned my eye. And And so
like she burned your eyeball, or was it just your eye?
It must have been like my
eyelash
like
or something.
Eyelashes. Like I must have reacted quickly enough. But basically, she went to the door. She had a cigarette in her hand because, like, you know, they're smoking indoors, you know, at this point. And I like must have did my little toddler walk and went to her leg, and she put her hand down, and that's how she accidentally burned my eye. Yeah.
She's like, all right, I'm going to put the kid 20 feet away from me.
I remember I actually had something similar to that. It wasn't so much my eye. I was, then we're going to this, like, amusement park. I have, like, very vague memories of this. I think I was, like, kind of in the St. Charles area, I think. Anyways, I can't remember exactly what we were doing there, but I remember I was walking, and this guy was walking, like, next to me. And, you know, I'm not paying attention. We're both not paying attention until, like, I'm walking, and when I walk past him, I feel a burn on my hand. I'm like, what? Like, ow, like, what the fuck? And I look, and I just see, like, a circle, and I'm like, I got irritated. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen, you know? And I just turn back, because I'm, like, looking around, like.
You're like, what the fuck just,
ow! Exactly, I'm fucking confused. I'm like, what? And I look over, and sure enough, I see the guy, and he has a cigarette in his hand. He was holding it like this, so when we were walking, I bumped into it, and I'm like, fucking hell. Bastards. Cigarettes kill. Not even internally. Fucking externally as well. Externally. They'll burn your hand, burn your eyes, burn your house down.
I don't have anything like that. I had a firework come like back at me and like my dad once. Had like that.
Oh, I had that
too. Oh, that's nothing.
He's like, we launched like a firework off the deck. You've
blown up your hand?
And it fired up. And he's like, yeah. And it smacked into the fucking tree above. So it smacked. And it put out the fucking, or I guess it did something to the fucking, the stick. Well,
probably just smack it down.
And it came back, but there was a delay. Because the way that he had it set up was it would go about 20 feet and like out and blow up. It hit the tree, came back, and then we jumped back, and then it fucking blew up. Damn. So it like delayed it like a little bit. We've had that, or we've had the firework fountains, the ones where you light up and they go off for a little bit. We had one of those tip.
Oh, directly at you? Yeah.
Back, but it was like super windy that day, so everybody's like, yeah, and then it tipped over. All parents grab the kids and go, what the fuck kind of fireworks did you buy, Barry? And he's just like, I don't fucking know what's going on.
Oh man,
yeah, talking about that. Every year on 4th of July, one of my neighbors, he's a Vietnam vet, he would spend about $100,000 worth of dollars on the fireworks every year.
You hear that, Paul? What about it? How expensive are these fireworks?
Yeah, millions of dollars. No, about $100,000 worth of fireworks. He would just, it was kind of like his thing that he would do that would, like, he just, like, waited all year just to do it. And he would have these big finales where they would last, like, a half an hour, 45 minutes just in this guy's backyard, and it's constant. Like, it would never stop. And we would have my family. We'd bring over, like, extended family. We'd have the entire neighborhood there. Like, I'd say, like, we had, like, 50 people in this neighborhood. Every year, when it got close to the finale, we'd always have cops there because they're trying to shut him down, even though he keeps lighting them ready to... He actually lights them off faster when they start showing up so they can't stop him.
Sir, I can't hear you. All I hear is freedom.
There was this one time where we had a 4th of July party at my house, and my cousin is really into fireworks. Sorry, did I interrupt you?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Sorry. Well, whatever.
And it sucks because I have something on this.
And it was so funny because he set off a firework in the street.
Women, am I right?
And shut up. And basically, there's a curve to my street, and he set it off, and a cop rolled right up. And he's like, oh, shit, and, like, ran into our house, grabbed all the fireworks, started stuffing fireworks into our cabinets and everything.
Like, raid the house?
Now... Back to my finished story.
I thought you were done. It seemed like you were done.
No, it was like mine. That was like such a basic story. No, I'm not done yet. I'm bringing on the heat.
I'm bringing on the heat, the Miami heat.
All right, so now that we know that he spends like, you know, $100,000 worth of money on fireworks.
Yep. And runs from the cops.
And not runs from the cops. He still stands there as he lights them off. He's not running anywhere. This was one year, I think it was like one of his last years. I think it might have been the last year that he did it because he finally got arrested for doing it.
Oh.
They knew.
Well, he got arrested. It wasn't like a felony or a misdemeanor or anything. They just literally threw him in jail just so he could stop lighting fireworks for the night.
But then the next day, he came back.
No.
Better than ever.
But basically what happened was they had this big PVC pipe, like, platform that they made for all the fireworks. Because you'd light one, and it would end up lighting, like, 40 different fireworks into the sky. Yep. Like, there's mortars, everything. And the problem was he let his son decide to light one of them this one time, and as he was running away, he knocked over the entire thing into the direction of where everybody was sitting.
Oh my god!
So luckily enough, we were very lucky that only the first firework went off, and the rest. And somehow we don't know how the fuse didn't go to the rest, but one giant mortar flew towards us, landed about 6 feet in front of, like, the lawn seats that were all sitting there, and you just got all the kids fucking screaming. The firework lights are flying in our direction. Most of us had to pull it out of our hair, like, just, like, the ashes and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody was hurt, but it's like, you know, you scared.
No, it's scary.
You traumatized everybody in the entire audience. Yeah. And then, of course, like, not even an hour later, or however long later this was, we started having fireworks that started... The wind picked up and started going into my porch.
Oh,
and you just like start seeing things hitting my porch. We're just like, we're wondering when's the house is gonna catch on fire at this point. Like, just do it already if you're gonna do
it. It's bound to happen.
Yeah,
I don't have. That's crazy. When you brought up your family, I was thinking a couple years ago when we went to your place for the 4th of July, your aunt's or your cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
And there, I have the video somewhere, and it's that one firework that goes off a little too fucking close.
Because
all you hear from me and Jake is, ah, fuck! Because it, like, something hit us or whatever.
Ash was hitting us, you know, there was like fire embers that were hitting us.
We had that, and then.
It's a good time at my aunt's place.
It was a lot of fun. But there was one time we went to a smash up derby. This is a long time ago, like a decade ago, and it was my dad would always take us up north. And there was one car, it was called the Green Mamba, and it has a flamethrower on the front of it. So it was just pretty much like whoever won the derby, like the top three, cool, congratulations. We're going to melt your car.
Was this Pinewood Derby? Or what was this?
It was just called the Smash-Up Derby.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we did that. I don't think they do it anymore, or at least I think they retired the Green Mamba because of this night. I've been to it three shows. First two shows, awesome. It's so much fun to watch these fucking cars.
How a good story starts.
Fucking awesome, right? Let me tell you, awesome. But my mom comes to the last one, the third one, where they don't do this anymore. They light the cars on fire. It's windy as shit. And normally, there's no wind, or if there is, it's not blowing towards people. Well, it picked up really fucking fast, and this guy can't hear. He's in the car. So in this car, he's lighting all these cars on fire. They're blowing up, and shit is getting hurled into the stands. There's tires, there's metal bits, there's scrap, there's rubber, there's everything. My mom is sitting there grabbing my younger brother going, what the fuck are you taking our kids to? And my dad is swatting flaming pieces of metal away from us. And he goes, what the fuck are they doing over here? The guy who's lighting the cars on fire can't tell because it's just black smoke.
Yeah.
Right.
And he doesn't have a radio because he's like, nothing is going to happen. Someone jumps out of the stands, or like one of the officials jumps over, runs, starts beating on his fucking hood, like tell him to cut it. Everybody runs from, like, because there's whole stand is like a giant C. We run from the right to the left, and then once everybody's out of the fucking danger zone, everybody just starts fucking cheering.
Yeah.
So they cut it, and then everybody's like, if anybody's injured, like, please, like, come see us or whatever. No one left the stands, and the guy's like, sorry about that, I left my microphone at home or whatever. Everybody's like, yeah! My mom's like, we're getting the fuck out of here. We had to leave her.
Dude, I love your stories, Brogan.
Destination.
You gotta love his stories, because literally every story ends in, it was Barry's fault.
Some of them, yeah.
Should tell him the story where you met Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Sabrina Carpenter. No, it wasn't Sabrina Carpenter. Who did you meet at the car show?
Fuck. Yeah, I can talk about this. Fuck, what is her name? Now I'm gonna... the girl from fucking Kicking It.
I think it was Sabrina Carpenter.
It's not Sabrina Carpenter.
No?
George Foreman.
Girl from Kicking It. We're doing a research in
know.
A little bit.
I'm looking, I'm looking.
Yeah, how about we just say you
Olivia,
know the girl from
Olivia Kicking. Holt.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. I met like Olivia Holt in 2015, 2016. She was doing a signing at a car show, and it was like around the time Paul Walker had died because they were auctioning off a bunch of his cars. So in the front of the fucking car show, they had a bunch of his cars. And I was like, oh, cool, because his cars were my favorite out of all the movies. And yeah. I was like, sweet.
He had nice cars.
So I was like checking them out and everything. But they had them on the front of the display, not in like the back. So it wasn't like, oh, check out all these cars. And then you get to see like the fucking like action stars cars. No, it's right in the front. So some of these people who paid like a shit ton of money showed up, took their pictures and just fucking left. So it was like, there's nobody there. So we're like, fuck it. We get to check out all these cars and like not have like a bunch of people in our way. This is awesome. She's doing signings, and my dad goes, who the fuck is this? And I look, and it just says her name, and I see her, and I go, I vaguely recognize her? I don't know. So I look her up. I'm like, oh, Disney Channel star. Now she's done, like, whatever, like, other stuff. And I'm like, cool.
One and done kind of actor?
I don't know. Who knows? She's rich.
Who knows?
She's rich. She's rich. She's
got, Disney star.
She got more money than me. I was at car show, auto show, and she was there. She was looking at a car that I was looking at, and I think it was like an old Chevelle or something, and I'm looking at the car. I'm like, cool. And there's signs that like do not touch. This one didn't have that, and there were some like people are sitting in them. I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. So I'm like leaning inside the car, and she comes up behind me and she goes, so what do you think? I'm like, oh fuck, this is her car. So I'm like, fuck, I'm like, oh, am I not supposed to? She's like, no, like, you can sit in it or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, is this your car? She's like, oh, no. I was like, oh, cool. Sitting in it. And then, like, I look at her, and she's, like, kind of peering in with me. And I was like, oh, I can get out, or you can sit shotgun or whatever. Like, we can check this out.
Move.
Nah, dude. I was just trying to be fucking. I'm just like, yeah, you can.
He's like, Disney Channel?
Whatever.
Can you get me in?
I didn't recognize
it. Brogan on Disney Channel?
God, it wouldn't go.
Kicking it, and it's just, like, everybody starts kicking Brogan like they kicked that one dude from our last podcast.
But I didn't recognize her. I didn't know who she was. Like, she had no security or anything. And I was like, cool. So we sat in the car. We like talked for like a little bit about the car. We got out, and it was like she was weird talking to. It was like, I don't know. Like, I guess she didn't know what to say, or
Brogan
like,
fumbled the bag.
Whatever. Yeah. But I didn't know who she was. And then like
no, you did. You looked her up beforehand. You know exactly who
she was. I did look her up, but I didn't. I guess I didn't think about it. And I was just like, cool, whatever. But all I remember from the whole conversation is she went, so you like cars? Or whatever. Like, just kind of awkward to talk to. And I was just like, yeah.
You could have hit her with the best one-liner. It's like, do you like cars? And you just go back, ka-chow.
I'm sure that would have went over so great. But I was just like, yeah, cool, whatever. And like, super awkward. And I was like, cool, I'm going to fucking
skedaddle.
Go over here. And then like later on, my dad's like, he goes, oh, how was she? And I was like, how was who? And he goes, Olivia, whatever the fuck you just said. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, the blonde you were just talking to? The one that you said was from Disney Channel? I was like, oh, fuck, that's who. I was like, God damn it. I didn't know. I completely forgot. My dad's sitting there in the distance watching me talk to this like celebrity or whatever. And he's like, oh, cool. Son's talking to a celebrity. I'm going to leave him alone. And I was like, yeah, I didn't know.
You're just upset you didn't get the number. You fumbled the bag.
I also don't know how old. I was like 15. I mean, she's like two or three. She's got to be older than me.
17, Brogan's, that's still within
with
range.
With Brogan's ADHD, I could believe it.
Yeah, I could believe it too.
I didn't.
You could walk up to like Mariah Carey and be like, Summer?
I would not know who the fuck she is.
You'd be like, Easter? That's your favorite song, right?
Easter.
No, but if anybody else has to tell a story real quick, go ahead, because I want to end the podcast eventually with one last story. So I want to make sure you guys get all that you're going
to say.
Also,
you want to have your fine. I want my story to be.
What if I want my story to end it?
I don't have it.
I'm literally only saying this so you guys don't cut me off from my fucking story.
Wow, Mikayla, you already
story.
Gave him PTSD.
I don't have anything anymore.
I got a story. Paul says that I would be a furry. Like two alternate timelines
undoubtedly
over.
So.
One timeline off. We talked about this.
I would probably be a furry.
You'd be like a flying squirrel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's kind of already slightly true in this timeline.
Please don't tell me you're wearing a tail. Please stop no. it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay,
stop it.
But okay, look.
You have a furry in this fucking podcast.
Look, not relax. For much longer,
that's
relax.
Straight nuts.
Let me finish.
I'm gonna replace her. I'm gonna tranquilize her ass.
Nope. We
this
know what you guys
finished. This wouldn't happen without
too.
Me.
Sure.
Okay. Whatever.
We already had Paul take your spot. What do you mean?
Continue.
And okay, so basically in elementary school,
Kayla's furry journey.
My furry journey began.
this is elementary school.
Basically, in recess, we would play tag, but we would say that we were like in gangs. Cause that, I don't know that was like the vibe.
Gangs,
squirrel gang.
Yeah, and so basically, me and a couple of my friends, she was really into like the animals. Furry yeah. type of stuff, and would like draw like the wolves and stuff like that. And I was just like, okay, sure. Like, if you're into it, I might as well be too.
Yeah.
And you know, we would come up with like names for each other and everything. It was cute. It was cute. It was
also
like
elementary
half,
school. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
you know,
it.
We
yes.
were like pretending and stuff like that. Yes. But yeah. That was it. I was like slightly a furry in
that's
elementary
not
school.
A furry.
I was gonna say that's
nothing. That's called childhood imagination.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
You offended the furry culture.
No, yeah. Now you're gonna have like 500 people dressed up as
but,
cat.
But
dog
no, like she would like draw us as characters yeah. and stuff, and like we had like our own character. I don't know. It was
that's,
a good time.
Why do you have very, to give me more and more stories I want to tell? Stop it.
It's a very creative way of playing tag.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be like every day, like we would like play tag and like we would like make up stories and everything and be like, oh, you know, gang wars, you know, stuff like that.
Speaking about interesting games, one interesting childhood game that I made up with my cousins was called Hopping the Border. So how this game would
I don't
play,
think it's a game, Junior. I think so, it's life for some people.
For some people. So
yeah, for your father.
How this game would work is that we would play at my cousin's... my cousin had a... live right close to a baseball field. And they had a fence.
I thought he was going to say he lived by a border.
Oh, my God, no. And it had a fence where it had the like the yellow plastic on top. And
I know what you're talking
so
about.
So it was
yeah.
like really easy to just fucking just dive over
or jump.
And
yeah.
yeah, just jump it. It was so easy. So we're like, we got tired of playing tag and stuff. We're like, well, why not? Like, and then I'm like, I don't know if I was the one that created this, honestly. But I know like one of the ringleaders on this. And
of
I'm like,
we
should
were.
Play
that
this. And
right.
so it basically was tag. And how it would work is that your goal is to get over the fence while there's like three taggers in the middle.
They're just training you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, we would just run and you just got to dodge them and whoop, fucking throw
your
fucking.
You got to hop the border.
Junior's guy's coming at him. He's like, all right, cool.
Not going to lie.
Future wife and kids across that.
Not going to lie. It was a fun ass game.
You know what, Junior? We'll play it one more time. We'll get like a fence. Like, someone will put up a fence somewhere.
Podcast edition, and Junior just grabs like a random document. I'm good.
So because basically, like for the people that got tagged, they would just sit in the spot they're at, and you have the choice to either like try
save
to
them
save
whatever.
Them, yeah. Or if you choose to run past them, they can grab you.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I played
yeah.
a similar game.
Yeah, that was in elementary school.
Like,
yeah.
like okay, you don't want to save me, then I'll drag you. You know,
motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. It was deep. A lot of grudges there.
Very deep.
But that was a fun game. I want to play that again.
Go ahead, Brogan.
The real version.
I don't have
the live action right, version.
Drew.
I don't have anything.
All right.
Final story.
So
childhood trauma 101.
Actually, you're right. I did have a lot of childhood trauma.
Because he's adopted.
Damn.
Michaela, respectfully?
Go
we're replacing
yourself.
You with Paul. It's going to be just bros here. With Paul.
I'll spend another $50 and get a new logo.
Just bros with Paul.
Anyways.
It's all jokes. It's
okay.
all jokes.
Okay.
It's
all from love.
So basically, love. I have a cousin who is 1 year younger than me. That's right. I'm going to say your name. I hope you're listening. Colby.
We would be.
Wait,
Colby.
Wait. What's the name?
Colby. It's a girl named Colby. 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 Like Colby
like
Jack.
Colby Jack Cheese?
Yeah, Colby Jack Cheese.
Who would name their kid that? Especially a girl. It's like the most unattractive name there is. Colby?
Wow.
Brogan? But Brogan's a male, like, I can...
No,
like,
don't defend my parents. It's a fucked up name.
Bro, but...
It's a fucked up
Do you not
up
remember
bro.
Half of his stories? It's very fucked up, so...
My dad had nothing to do with the names. Oh, okay. I was okay. supposed to
At
be
an
Brody.
H.
No, it was my mom.
Yeah, I know.
It was all my
so,
mom.
So as a teenager, I was a bully to some of my cousins, which were much
That's
younger.
Surprising.
Which were much younger, but it wasn't like anything like too bad. It'd be like, you know, we'd play
well,
on the
maybe not to you.
Well, no, we'd be like playing on like the trampoline or something, you know, like we'd be playing like it would be a game called like Don't Touch the Ball or whatever, where we'd be throwing like a bunch of balls into the trampoline. You'd jump and you'd try to dodge all the balls that are like flying around in the air.
Drew's kicking the fuck out of them in the little cousin's face.
Yes, actually, that's what I was doing, and they were giant yoga balls.
Oh, that's not too well.
It's not bad, but no. Then it could be worse.
As long as you don't hit them with that, like the plastic. Like,
but my bullying stemmed from Colby, because Colby was 1 year younger than me, and when we were like 5 or 6, she had tons of practice mats in the basement, and I was an absolute monster, and I would rip like apart all these like toys in the basement. Like I'd be like ripping apart Barbies, or I'd be like you know, like annoying her, being
God,
like, ha,
does,
ha,
that,
ha,
does
ha.
That explain so?
I'd be like,
I feel so bad for Zoe.
Nah, she's fine. But no, I'd be like doing anything to antagonize Colby.
Yeah.
And she'd be like going, and she'd be mad. And she had practice mats because she started learning wrestling. And so she started learning wrestling at a young age. I don't know, like she must have been like 6. I was 7. And I was at the top of the stairs. Now, it's like a full flight of stairs that go into this basement. And there's like a railing there. And all that I heard from my aunt and uncle was that the fact was, it's like I'd get put in headlocks a lot, or I'd be beaten up by this girl who's like 1 year younger than me. Yeah. And they said that the best memory that they had of me crying was the fact of her basically who pinwheeled me down the stairs, an entire flight of stairs, into a door that was at the end of the stairs. And somehow I hit it hard enough that the door like broke off the hinges slightly. Like I didn't go through the door.
Yeah, but it.
But then, but like I was kind of in the laundry room there a little bit, where I'm just like sitting there crying, basically in a basket of laundry, and they're wondering like how I ended up there, and I was just so terrified that I would not say a single word. Like I was just sitting there like, wasn't Colby.
That is fucking hilarious.
And like, and now she's much better than me still. Sadly.
At wrestling?
No, at almost everything,
at
honestly.
Everything.
At life.
At life.
She works, so she works for a 4-letter company, and she has times during the year that she goes dark because she works for the government, and she is not allowed to talk about anything that she does.
I'm over here trying to spell.
Aerospace company.
Oh, well,
put it together,
that,
genius.
Yeah, that really.
I saw you.
That really.
I thought like, I had it, but maybe I don't. I don't know.
But I just can't tell say any more about her job other than the overall company and
gotcha.
Because there is.
That's pretty good.
I got a silly
I wasn't
fun
even supposed
story
to know too much about it
to wrap things up.
Okay.
Yep. Me and my brother, we would go to my grandma's house, and there was a treadmill, and we had pillows. And basically, we would try to go as fast as we can. We would sit on the pillows and just go whoop, 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 whoop.
Sound effect really sells it.
Whoop, whoop,
womp, womp. Hey, Whoop, sponsor us for the new fitness band.
It was really fun. We got hurt a couple of times.
Womp, womp.
It's okay. I'm
trying to see if I have anything similar. I can tell the story how I broke my nose.
You could tell a fake story about
Flint.
We
are over an hour now.
Oh.
Okay.
You have we'll to save it for next time. We'll save it for next.
Don't forget.
Time.
Don't forget the fake story about Flint too that we told at the.
What?
In Wisconsin.
Oh motherfucker! I gotta go through that and find that.
That will be for next time.
That will be for next time, guys. But, well, thank you, Drew, for sharing some childhood stories with us. Yeah. And.
It doesn't sound like much childhood stories. I don't like all childhood trauma, and I'm glad that I could pass my trauma on to you.
Childhood, I guess trauma.
Childhood trauma.
Childhood trauma. Remember, guys, can't have worse of a childhood than me. Signing off.
And then please, H&M, sponsor me. Sponsor me, H&M, please.
Okay,
H&M.
Just give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or leave a comment down below. We haven't had gotten any comments that have made me cry yet. So you guys better get to it.
Make sure to check out our SoundCloud where you can check out the music SoundCloud. At Michaela Ahern for Pretty Little Lies.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. All right. And yeah, that's it, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Yep. Thank you guys for tuning in. Watching. Please.
And you students, remember to study.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.